The following program contains disturbing accounts of violence. Viewer discretion is advised. The following is based on a true story.
I am a poor.
A clock. A Lifetime original movie. A gun sits on a table. A police officer walks through the house, gun and flashlight drawn. Title, The 13th Wife, Escaping Polygamy Part 2.
Sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother.
A sign reads, gun shop.
Can she meet me?
At night, a woman runs to a car. A crime scene.
I'm just a ghost.
A gun fires, a camera flashes.
Over Jordan, I'm just
a row of guns.
Gold.
A car is in flames.
I'm
a dinner table is set.
Gold.
Text, The Book of the New Covenant, Ervil LeBaron. Inside a house, older Rena sits at a table. Josie walks in the kitchen. Rena has her head down and hands above her forehead.
Rena? Are you okay?
No. I killed a man. I don't think I can ever be okay.
Flashback.
There is a dangerous apostate who must be atoned.
Tracy, I can't find the Stevenson file.
Rulon Alred. Leader of the Apostolic Brethren. He denies the legitimacy of our church.
Rena takes out a gun.
Of my priesthood, and he spreads lies about us. Heavenly Father commands.
A long blonde hair woman pulls out a gun.
I can give you money. I can give you everything.
And he is called upon two women, vessels of creation and strength, to carry out this most holy mission.
A man grabs Rena's shoulder from behind.
You don't even got here. Right?
The man raises her arm while she holds the gun.
He is called upon Sister Ramona and the other elected lady he has called. And my wife, Sister Rena.
Rena fires. The long blonde-haired woman jolts back in shock. Rena turns to a mirror.
Let's go!
Rena runs down the hallway and grabs the long blonde-haired woman with her.
Oh my God! Dr. Alfred! Dr. Alfred! Oh my God! Oh my God!
The two women stop and stare at the doctor wounded in his chest. They exit. Rena pauses at the door. She hears the doctor. She runs back and fires another shot. She runs back out and the two women enter a red truck. Present day.
You didn't have a lot of choices. You chose to save your baby.
Oh, that's too easy. That I could live with. I chose to stay. I chose to believe the stories. I pulled the trigger. I went back in and I pulled it again.
Rena looks up.
So tell me, am I a monster?
Is he dead?
Flashback.
Did you check to see if he's still breathing? Hey, did you check?
He's dead.
You sure?
Rena's lip trembles.
Well, amen. I knew you ladies wouldn't let the prophet down.
Here, you can give me those?
Yeah, guns too. Yeah, we gotta get going. We'll get rid of this. You two, you just keep driving till you get to Colorado, and you don't stop. You understand? You understand?
Rena removes the blonde wig.
Dozens of officers helped fend off an attack at the funeral of Rulon Alred. The theory is the group was there to murder Verlin LeBaron, leader of the Church of the Firstborn, while he was in attendance at the funeral. the assailants are still at large and are considered dangerous.
In a room, Ervil turns off the radio.
Our boots are not clean. The plan to atone Verlin at the funeral was perfect, but God did not allow it to happen, for we are not in his favor. Someone here, it could be you, it could be me, it could be all of us, are not pure in our faith. We have failed, and we are not worthy, or the plan would have succeeded. Jesus did not atone for our sins for us to fail, Heavenly Father! I will not allow this to be for nothing because there is too much at stake. I need to leave and pray. And you're coming with me.
Me?
No. Lorna, I need warriors, not a dish rag. Rena, get your things.
Ervil stands up. He stops and turns at the door.
You all need to get your house in order.
He walks out.
And so we went back to that place in Mexico where Ervil felt safe. Ervil loved having me to himself, so the only voice I heard was his.
It's like coming home, huh?
Ervil and young Rena enter a home. He looks back at Rena. She stands at the door.
I could have brought any of my other wives with me. You know why I brought you? Ever since you were little, I've seen this beautiful light around you. And I always knew that you would have a special calling. The Heavenly Father has finally revealed it.
He takes and holds her hands.
Our son.
Kneeling down, he presses his head to her stomach.
Will be by my side when the saints rise into Heavenly Father's kingdom. Our son alone will inherit my mantle. Our son is in the prophecy. This is a blessing. Will you continue to prove yourself worthy?
I will.
She looks down at him and smiles. She closes the door.
I was in shock.
In the present.
Struggling with what had happened. Ervil saw that and he figured out a way to get me to come back to him.
Josie sits.
How? Oh, by telling me my baby had been chosen by God himself. So then all of it, everything was part of a divine plan.
Flashback.
Read it back to me.
Dear President Carter.
Not that part, the last part.
Rena holds her stomach.
A brutish and ungodly campaign of religious tyranny.
Tyranny.
Religious tyranny, satanic propaganda, and political violence was covertly instigated by Mormon usurpers against me.
She types.
Every effort has been made to incite your administration
Ervil,
into...
Ervil, I think the baby's coming.
The baby's not coming. Every
Ervil,
effort has been made
I need
made
the midwife
to,
now.
You're being dramatic.
Now,
I've seen this 49 times.
Now, Ervil! Now!
Her water breaks.
Oh, no, no, no! No!
In a room.
Puje, Rena. Puje. Eso. Muy bien. Muy bien. Va muy bien.
Rena pants and pushes.
Muy bien. Puje, puje. Uno más. Necesito que puje. Ahí viene. Ahí viene. Ya casi. Ya casi, mi niña. Puje uno más.
Ervil is sitting in the next room, reading.
Así. Lo está haciendo muy bien. Sí, lo está haciendo muy bien, mi niña. Uno más, sí. Sí puede, sí puede. Ándele. Puje, puje. Eso es. Así.
In silence, she pushes.
Muy bien.
The long dark hair woman pulls out the baby.
Oh, es hermosa.
It's a girl. Rena cradles the baby in her arms. From sitting up, Ervil leans back down reading. Now he types.
Sweet, sweet girl. I'm gonna be a good mama to you, I promise. I'm gonna always love you. I'm gonna keep you safe. I'm not gonna let them mold you. I'm not gonna let them own you.
Rena looks up and stares at Ervil. He coldly stares back. Present day.
My baby. Oh, she was perfect. And she was all mine. Ervil didn't like that.
He didn't want to share.
No. I was in love for the first time and it wasn't with him. I think he could sense that because he started to get paranoid.
In flashback, at night he removes the covers. Rena looks up.
Do you have a bag packed? Do you have a bag ready to go? If they were coming in the door right now, what would you do? We need to be ready to go in 30 seconds, so you get up and you pack a bag right now.
Ervil walks off. Now Rena types.
We were there for a year. Then, the world started catching up with us.
Ervil writes in a notebook. They hear a car pull up. Rena attends the baby. Ervil grabs a gun.
Ervil! Dan!
He shuts the drawer. Dan walks in.
Dan, you could have been followed.
I wasn't followed. Read this. They're closing in on us. Vonda was arrested. Delphine and Isaac are talking to the feds.
Snakes. And the cops, they found the girl's disguises in the dumpster. It's not good.
What about the prophecy, April 3rd? You said God was protecting us.
This changes nothing. And can you quiet that kid down? Satan plays his games, but he can't win. You know that.
Knock, knock.
She insisted on tagging along.
Lorna walks in and a man follows.
Lorna, what are you doing here?
Lorna runs up and hugs Ervil.
How have you been holding up, my love?
Better than you're here now.
Ervil turns to the man.
This must be Aaron.
Hello, son.
Hello, sir.
They shake hands.
You're gonna be a leader in my army. I can see it in your eyes.
He points.
A warrior. Funny.
Present day.
Is that when your loyalty to the group started to change?
No. No. I know. It's hard to understand, but I didn't know anything else. I didn't know a world outside of the church. Everyone I loved and trusted were a part of it. They were my family. Everyone else was an enemy of God.
Flashback.
I can take her.
She's fine.
Lorna, I'm her mother. I just finished doing the dishes. I'd like to spend some time with my daughter, if it's not too much trouble.
Mama's got a bee in her bonnet.
Ervil and Aaron look at the paper.
Dan?
Dan gets up, followed by Ervil. They run back. A man in a cowboy hat enters with a gun. Policemen kick in the door.
Where is El Rio Nevado?
Ervil kneels with his hands up.
You, El Rio Nevado?
He looks to Dan. He nods and raises his hands.
Llévatelo.
An officer cuffs him.
Nadie se mueva.
Where's Rina? Rina.
Anything
happen?
Okay.
Rina.
No, that's not me.
The officer in the cowboy hat shows a picture of Rina to her.
Cálmese.
Please, that's not me. Please, don't hurt my hand.
Cálmese.
Let her go. Lorna. Get off her. It's okay.
Let her go.
Please, please.
No te muevas. Let her go.
The officer pulls Rina out.
You're stuck! Get out! Get out! You're stuck!
Lorna attends the baby. Present day.
What? Oh, losing my daughter when my daughter was taken away. That shook me to my core. That awoke something in me that I had been working so hard to ignore for so long.
What was it?
Me. They sent me back to America to stand trial.
Flashback. People are locked behind bars. An officer knocks at Rena's cell. She walks up to a phone.
Hello, Joe?
Yes again, Sparky.
Ervil.
I said he was my lawyer, but... What's going on? Is Aaron okay?
And how the heck am I supposed to know that, huh? I haven't seen her.
Where are you?
You know better than that. The Gentiles could always be listening. Now look, tomorrow is the last day of your trial, and I need to know
that you are ready.
She forces a smile.
How do you think I am? What if I never get to hold my baby girl again? What if I never get to see her and
you
be
listen
with
to
her?
Me.
There is one thing. And one thing only that can save you, and that is the Heavenly Father. So you pray to Him. You speak to Him.
I have. I am.
It is not enough.
You need to commit fully. Commit fully to His true word as revealed to the Lambs of God. You allow one hair of doubt to seep in. You will be abandoned like all the sons of perdition. Do you understand me?
She forces a nod.
Yes.
I am trying to save your soul here.
You want a miracle? Then you pray!
Ervil slams the phone and walks off. Shaking, Rina hangs up.
So I was in jail. Lorna took my baby, which she wanted to do from the beginning. I was going to prison. There was just no way around it. And Ervil called and he said, no, that's not what you should concentrate on. You have to pray. And I didn't have anything else. So I did. I stayed on my knees in that cell for 48 hours. And when the jury... read the verdict the next morning. It came back not guilty. I was stunned. Everyone was.
How did they acquit you?
I mean, the logical answer is they didn't have the evidence, you know, because of our thrift store disguises. No one could identify us or put us at the scene of the crime, and there were no fingerprints. There was no DNA back then, so we were clean, at least in the eyes of the law.
Josie shakes her head.
But?
What I saw? It was a miracle. Ervil promised to deliver one if I recommitted and I prayed. And he did.
Flashback, a welcome home Rena banner. She walks in.
Who's there? Who's
there?
Aaron.
Hi. Rena walks through the crowd and finds Lorna holding Aaron.
Hi, it's Mommy.
Hi.
Aaron.
No, sweetheart.
You're going to have to give her time, okay?
Yes.
Later at night, she sits at a table in the dark. A man walks in and slowly walks up to Rena.
Hello, Rena.
She turns.
Ed, it's so good to see you. I'm so happy.
It's good to see you, too.
He sits.
Welcome home.
Never thought I'd see this place. Or any of you ever again.
Well, we're a little worse for wear. We're here.
So come on, tell me everything. It's been...
Ed stands up. Rena follows. The next morning...
For the first few months, I kept wondering why I was locked up with all these criminals. And then it dawned on me. What if I'm not that different? What if that's where I belong?
No. That's not true. You can't give in to those thoughts.
Ed and Rena sit in a room.
You're a good mom. You're a strong person. You have true faith, and that's not easy. Look at me. Rena, please. I've seen your heart. You're one of the best people I know.
I don't believe you. I really do. I keep thinking about it, that day.
She holds her wrist.
The life I took. And I know I'm not supposed to talk about it or think about it, because that would be questioning the Lord's will, and that would be blasphemous, but...
If you can talk to me. I've been where you are.
A figure stands by the door.
I can't make pain go away, I know that, but I can share it. Heavenly Father tests us to see how strong we are, whether we're worthy.
Now you sound like him.
They laugh.
I can't get it out of my head that Erin was there. She was with me, inside. And I pulled the trigger.
Outside the room.
It's getting awfully late.
Ervil, I thought you were in Mexico.
Time for bed, Rena.
She gives a horrifying look. In bed, Ervil rolls off her.
Oh, I've missed you. In the morning, get your things together. We're headed back to Mexico tomorrow.
Why?
I'm a wanted man, Rena.
She looks up.
Erin's coming with us?
No, Lorna can look after her.
Won't you need her by your side?
What? Why?
The prophecy. You said she herself will inherit your mantle.
I said our son would. Heavenly Father has other plans for Erin. She's been promised to Brother Dan.
You said she had a greater purpose.
There is no greater purpose for a woman than becoming a wife.
She nods shakily.
The investigators might keep an eye on me, in case you make contact. Just thought you should know. You're important. I'd hate to see you get captured.
Ervil slowly turns on his back and looks to her.
You're always looking out for me.
Older Rena voiceover.
And that little comment worked. I didn't have to go back to Mexico with him. And it did seem like God was protecting him. He escaped the law time and time again. But some of the things he was saying didn't exactly add up. All I knew for sure was that I had been given a second chance and I was not about to waste it.
Rena wiggles a teddy bear while playing with Erin. It's winter. Dan walks up to a garage.
Let's pick up the pace. This isn't the Burger Shack.
The men are working. Rena is by Lorna.
What happened to the belt? Looks like it's broke, Dan. Do you know what those cost? Replacing it's gonna eat the profits. How stupid are you?
Can you take it easy? We're all working hard here.
Dan slowly turns to Rena. He walks up and grabs her.
I hope your daughter doesn't end up having that mouth of yours. I'd watch it if I were you. We'll be family soon.
She forcefully removes her arm from Dan. She walks off. Rena to Ed.
Brother Dan's working everyone around the clock, and he won't even give me money for groceries.
Everyone's sick of Dan's crop.
We need to be able to feed our kids. And I don't understand why Ervil would promise Aaron to him by the time she's of age, he'll be 100. Heavenly Father would never want such a union. I don't care. It's the truth.
Okay, just be careful who's listening.
Ed! Get in here!
He briskly raises his arm and walks towards the garage. Rena exhales. She looks towards a noise and slowly follows the sound. A cat lays on the grass.
Heber? Heard her crying.
He sits in front of the dead cat.
What happened to her?
I guess she had a bad day.
Heber gets up. Voiceover of older Rena.
Heber was one of Ervil's sons. Quiet, kept to himself, polite. The same description you always hear about school shooters.
Young Rena looks down at the cat. Later, a phone rings.
Mama, you want me to get that?
Rena walks through the kitchen and picks up the phone.
Hello?
This is a collect call from the Utah Women's State Correctional Facility. Do you accept the charges?
Yes, I accept the charges.
Her eyes dart.
Rena, is that you?
Sister Fonda. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Ah, you too. Congratulations on being a free woman.
You will be soon.
I pray you're right.
The prophecy will still be fulfilled. Ervil said we just have to be patient.
Yes. How are you holding up?
I'm fine.
God's most faithful have always been persecuted.
Rena shakily looks around.
Do you ever have doubts?
Regrets?
Vonda winces, trying to hold back tears.
Doing God's will, right? You were saving souls.
You hold on to that baby tight, okay?
You hear me? I don't know when I'm going to see mine again.
I will.
I gotta go, hon.
Rena hangs up. Vonda hangs up, crying. Later, on the TV.
But none of us were ready for what would happen next.
In breaking news this hour, Ervil LeBaron, the so-called Mormon Manson, was captured overnight and is currently in U.S. custody.
The family gathers around.
Where's Lorna? Do you think she was arrested too?
Oh, don't worry, Mama. They don't have anything on her.
After a 2-year manhunt, the FBI has finally captured the most elusive fugitive in decades. He's accused of ordering a series of murders in both Mexico and in the United States.
Rena and Ed watch the news. On the TV, Ervil's mugshot is shown. Present day.
Ervil's arrest must have shocked everyone.
Oh. I mean, if he was the prophet, why was he arrested? Why wasn't God protecting him anymore? The prosecution threw the book at him. They gave him life in prison. Well, you know that.
And that's when he started writing this.
Josie puts her hand on the book.
Yes.
In a cell, Ervil writes.
Yeah, he wasn't done with us. And he wasn't about to give up. That started as a set of new revelations that he thought he could use to control us, you know, but things were unraveling and Dan was quick to claim that he was in charge, but we wouldn't stand for that. It created doubt.
He rubs his hands over his head.
And April 3rd created even more. It was the day of Ervil's prophecy. the day everything was supposed to change.
Dan.
Today the angels will sing your praises and our enemies will weep as the entire earth kneels for the coming of your kingdom and the triumph of your chosen people. We wait for your instructions.
He nods, looks up, and looks around the room, forming a circle.
Let us pray.
Lord, we are here with arms wide, hearts open. We wait for you and are ready, Lord. Come to us now.
Lorna looks up. Rena looks up. They all listen to the noise of the sirens. Dan and everyone continue to pray. Rena opens her eyes and looks up. Dan, praying, looks up. A man cracks his knees and stands up.
And that was it. The big day passed without event. The only thing that happened is that Dan proved to everyone that he was no Ervil.
One by one, they get up. Dan looks around.
What did you do?
Ervil was never getting out of prison. I realized, this is my chance. I can get us out.
Later.
Listen, these are trials and tribulations.
We have to be steadfast.
Dan has no divine authority. We can all agree on that.
Not every man of faith is fit to lead.
We have to leave. Let's just leave Denver.
Ervil, think about that. April 3rd.
Didn't happen. Ervil's great prophecy came to nothing. And now he's in prison for the rest of his life.
I am not abandoning my faith. I am not.
Mama, you don't have to. But maybe it's time we consider that Ervil isn't the leader we thought he was. We have to think about ourselves, not Mom. We have to think about our family, Aaron.
There's nothing keeping us here. Hey, we can set up shop anywhere. We can go anywhere.
Whatever we do, we have to do it fast before Dan realizes.
What about Houston, Mom? You always see how nice Houston is.
Houston, yes. No, I think we should do that. No, I agree.
Rena and Mark look to Thelma. She nods.
Okay.
Ed walks in. They all look to him.
I'm going with you.
Pack your bags. Quietly.
Rena smiles to Ed. The next day, Thelma enters a car with Aaron.
We're gonna take a ride with Grandma, okay?
Mark!
Dan, please.
He quickly walks outside.
We're God's chosen flock. What do you think will happen when you leave, huh?
We're not forsaking God. Dan, just you.
It's nothing personal, Dan. We're just extending the reach of our faith to another outpost.
Pigs don't like lipstick and neither do I. You?
Dan to Rena.
Can go to hell.
He walks back to the house. Arturo pulls out a gun. Dan walks back.
It's a family neighborhood. What do you would if a neighbor sees you?
This isn't how we settle things, not today.
Get in the car. Cut it out.
Dan to Rena.
Ervil's gonna hear all about this, you little slut.
Ed swallows. Rena nods her head.
Good.
She gets in the car.
Go.
Ed gets in and they drive off. Dan walks back to the house. Later, the car pulls up to a house.
And that's when we moved to Houston.
Mark, Ed, Thelma, and Rena get out. Rena grabs Aaron from the back seat. Inside the house, Rena puts a fish statue on top of a dresser. The statue has a calendar on the back reading March 1980. Rena and Aaron walk into a bedroom and they set up a mattress. They lay on the mattress. Rena lifts up Aaron, voiceover of older Rena.
You know, we tried to settle in as quick as we could, but it was a big culture shock.
Neighbors wave.
We'd never had neighbors. We'd never lived in a normal world.
They sit at a table.
Yes, ma'am. We'll clean it, take it apart, replace anything that needs replacing, all for a flat rate, plus any parts that we need.
The next day, Rena is talking to a woman in the garage.
Thank you.
But for the first time, I felt...
Rena picks up a blender.
I felt excited about the future. Like anything was possible, even the unthinkable.
Like what?
A divorce.
She removes the ring.
A divorce.
Rena smiles. Present day.
I wrote Ervil, asking him for one. I mean, he was never getting out of prison. I thought he would just agree.
How did he take it?
Well, I think you can make a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
Because Ervil in prison was like a caged animal. He was desperate, and that made him incredibly dangerous.
Ervil.
She's a snake. They're all snakes. I don't care. You get down to Houston and find out what's going on now.
He slams the phone.
Heavenly Father, we thank thee for watching over us and keeping us safe. Please bless this food and this family.
That's okay, Mama. I can get it.
Rena goes to the door. Lorna and Aaron are there.
Are you gonna let us in? Lorna, what are you doing here?
Oh. Got nowhere else to go.
Rena stands at the door. Lorna rushes for a hug.
Come on, bring your stuff in.
Rena looks inside. They enter.
I don't know what. It was like a spider, all the threads that went out, and one of them was Lorna and Aaron. And she came down to Houston, but she was, you know, she was our family.
No way she'll report everything back to Earth.
Jesus said if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also.
I share your concern, Rena. I do. But she's family. I mean, what are we to do? I mean, to turn her out onto the street?
Lorna's boy Aaron can bunk with Brother Ed. Lorna can share your room, Rena. At least for now.
Thelma rubs her cheek.
Ed and I were getting closer. We still found time to be alone.
I always want to be with you.
Rena and Ed sit on the sofa.
Me too.
Ed exhales.
I love you. Rena. I think I want to marry you.
Really?
Rena laughs. He moves closer for a kiss and they share a long kiss. Lorna's standing in the hall. She walks off. Rena gets up and follows.
It's not what you think.
I don't know. Adultery is pretty cut and dry.
I'm divorcing Ervil.
On whose authority? Huh? Marriage is a sacred bond for all time and eternity. I worry for your soul. You'd be giving up all your celestial blessings.
I'm not following him anymore. Why are you here?
We needed some place to go.
No. Why are you really here? Did he send you to spy on us?
Brother Dan worked us to the bone for no pay.
Ervil's in prison now. He's never getting out. So I'm gonna live my life. You should do the same. He can't hurt you anymore. I saw the bruises you had after he was arrested.
Rena reaches to her.
I'm tired. I'm gonna turn out the light. Good night.
Lorna gets in bed.
Good night.
Dear Heavenly Father, blessed is thee that follows you. Please give me the strength to be a light. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Ervil paces in the cell. The door opens.
Arturo. Son.
Come on, come sit. Sit down.
They sit.
Son. Heavenly Father has called upon you. Now you need to take this.
The writings.
And keep it safe. It's very important.
Arturo picks up a page.
What is this? This is the beginning of a new revelation. You need to guard this with your life. Son, with your life.
He nods. Present day.
He was not done. He was getting ready for his next act.
He was using his followers to act on his rage.
Yes.
His sons.
Yeah.
Reliance Appliance? Yes, sir. I think so. Could you hold on a minute?
Lorna turns to Rena.
Let's get him to come by. That's the key to the sale.
Okay. Yes, sir. If you wanted to pop by this afternoon, we... Oh. Of course. Yep, bye. Bye.
She hangs up.
What happened?
She scared him off. Desperation has a smell.
Don't talk to your mother that way. I won't put up with that kind of disrespect. You got it?
Rena looks outside.
Hey, Aaron, get down. Do not come outside until I give you the all clear, understand? Down! Get down! Mark! Mark!
Mark rushes out. Arturo steps out of the car.
Arturo!
That's a hell of a way to say hello. Got a message.
Prophet says you all better straighten up. Or else.
Ed looks on.
I'm here to collect the tithe.
Not even flush yet.
But we can't give much, but we can do what we can.
And you, little lady, he ain't happy with you. You're living in a state of apostasy, and you need to knock it off.
Rena's hands shake and form a fist. Arturo quickly reaches behind his jacket and pulls out a paper. He walks up to Rena and holds out the paper.
I'm not taking that. Him and I are done. You can tell him that.
I guess we'll see how that turns out.
Come, Brother Arturo. We can just, you can come inside and we can see about that tithe. Yes? Yes. Come.
Aaron and Arturo walk out the garage.
Yes.
Later, Rena is sewing. An object goes through the window behind her, and she turns. Frightenedly, Rena looks at the table, looks at the brick which has the note tied to it. She gets up slowly, walking towards the window. The next morning, Rena and Mark board up the broken window. A car pulls up and she quickly runs to the garage and grabs a bat.
Rena.
Stay back. Stay back. Stay back. Stay back.
Tough girl.
Dan exits the car.
Come on. Come on, I surrender.
We invited him here.
She looks at Mark, shocked.
Why?
We're not the only ones having trouble with Arturo and Erval. Trust me.
In the kitchen.
Erval's demands have gotten out of hand.
Why would we trust you?
Erval demanded I find some men to storm the prison. So I said no. That was completely crazy, and that's when almighty hell let loose. Arturo started hounding me. He brought me some pages of what Erval's been writing. Things will get worse. I tell you that right now.
So what do you want from us? We're sure as hell not going to follow you.
Rena.
All I'm suggesting is an alliance.
Things could get dangerous, and I think open lines of communication could be helpful. Just...
Sure isn't God that's speaking to him anymore. That is for sure.
That's not true. I can't believe the way you were talking. You. Of all people, Dan.
Lorna points.
You're not going to stand for this, are you, Mama?
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but they're right. Erval can no longer speak for God's kingdom. He's a fallen prophet. It's true.
I don't want to listen to this!
She frantically raises her hands and walks out.
Dan was back in our lives. It was a reunion filled with suspicion and doubt, but necessary for survival.
Outside, Rena collects logs.
Hey.
Dan walks up.
Can I talk to you?
Can't stop you, but we're not friends.
Yeah. I owe you an apology. Yeah, the only way to absolve myself of it is just to say it.
Then say it.
Dan leans against a tree.
I shouldn't have forced you. You didn't want to marry Erval, and I didn't give you a choice. And that didn't work out too good for you, so... I'm sorry.
If you're looking for forgiveness, I don't have any to give you.
They stare at each other.
Well, I wanted to say my piece.
There is...
Hey.
Something you can do for me.
Inside.
With the authority bestowed upon me by the Melchizedek priesthood, I hereby release you, Rena Chenoweth, from the eternal bond of marriage. Amen.
Amen.
That's it? That's all it took? After all this talk of time and eternity?
Well, yeah. God didn't make a mistake. We did.
Dan walks away. Mark turns to her.
It's over.
They embrace. Rena looks up to Ed. He smiles. Rena smiles back.
And now there's hope.
Later.
Brother Edward, do you take Sister Rena by the right hand and receive her unto yourself to be your lawful and wedded wife for time and all eternity? With a covenant and promise that you will observe and keep all the laws, rites, and ordinances pertaining to this holy matrimonial bond. Amen.
A gun goes off. It hits Ed in the neck. Blood splashes the mirror. Rena wakes up next to Aaron.
It's okay. It's okay.
She exhales and rubs her.
Yeah.
did you dream about? What did you dream about? We'll do it in a
second. Rena exits the bedroom. Ed is sitting in the living room. Rena walks up. She slowly sits down by Ed. Ed sits up.
I'm so sorry. I can't marry you.
What? Why?
I have so much love for you in my heart. I don't know how we could build a future together with the past that we share. I'm still struggling with what I've done, what we've all done.
I understand.
Aaron deserves a clean slate.
Hey, you don't need to explain things to me. This is what's best. I've been thinking about Dallas. Might be a perfect spot to go and open up a new store. I'll leave as soon as I know it's safe.
You're leaving?
No, Rena, I can't stay. You know I can't stay.
Ed.
Ed stands up. Rena stands up. They start to kiss.
Are you sure?
They move to the couch.
I want to do this.
They continue to kiss on the couch. The next day, Ed's in the kitchen. Rena walks in.
Earl's here for his washer. Says he wants a special cash discount. She's been stealing, Mark. Taking jobs and not writing them up, pocketing the cash.
Lorna looks up from down the hall. Mark walks down the hallway.
Is this true? Lorna, look at me. Is this true?
Lorna looks to Mark.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Let's go talk to Earl. He's outside.
Lorna's breathless.
Pack your bags.
No, you can't.
No, we took you in. We took you in, and this is how you repay us. This! Get out. Now, Lorna!
She startles.
Okay.
I swear.
Okay!
Just go.
Okay.
Mark stops by Rena, holds his index finger up, and walks away. Bags packed, Lorna heads outside.
You just had to ruin things for me again, didn't you, Rena?
We're all accountable for our actions.
If you think you're above judgment, you're wrong.
Dan was right. You are a whore.
Right, that's enough. That's enough.
Rena and Aaron give a long stare. Aaron and Rena drive off. Present day.
The way Aaron looked at me with such hatred. It was like looking at Ervil. And I knew right then and there he would never forget that humiliation. So just like that, they were gone. I didn't know it then, but that was the last time I ever saw my sister.
Flashback. Mark hangs up the phone. Rena walks in.
What's going on?
He's ordained them.
Who?
Heber and Aaron. I mean, they're just kids. They can't be priesthood holders. It's crazy. Why would you do that?
Well, you don't recruit foot soldiers unless you're making an army.
I mean, he's in prison. You can't hurt us.
You sure about that?
Rena walks off.
Rena.
In jail, Ervil is sitting at a table. Rena walks in. She sits.
As your priesthood owner, it is my duty to tell you when you are on a sinful path.
We're divorced now.
God united us, and only God can separate us, and it is God you will have to answer to.
I've made my peace with God.
Oh, no, you see, that's where you're wrong. Because your name has been added to the prophecy.
Your prophecy was wrong.
There is a new prophecy. The Book of the New Covenant.
She slowly nods.
I was 12 years old. 12. When you hurt me. And you hurt everyone I love. You made us do terrible things. It had nothing to do with God. It was just you.
I am the prophet! I am the chosen one!
I'm not gonna let you do it anymore. Not to me, not to my brothers, not to Aaron, not to anyone.
Ervil smirks. Rena stands up.
Don't you walk away from me, Rena. Rena! Heavenly Father will show you no mercy!
And as sure as the sun rises, the blood will run and the snake will rise! The wicked will be punished and he will return!
Later, Rena wakes up. Ervil is standing at the foot of the bed. A glowing light surrounds him. Rena sits up and he's no longer there.
He was left behind by his many...
Thelma bangs on doors.
Barren colony in Mexico. To repeat... Prison officials say that Ervil LeBaron, a.k.a. the Mormon Manson, is dead. He was found in his cell, unresponsive. Early reports indicate a heart attack, but they have not ruled out foul play.
Ervil is face down in the cell.
After that news, Ed left. He said he needed time to pray on what had happened.
Outside, Rena sits on a bench and Thelma walks up. She sits beside her.
This is the first time I feel like I can breathe. It's so long. It's really over. What that bastard just stole from me. What I could have been.
I guess I'm partly to blame for that.
Mom, come on.
No. I put him on a pedestal for so long. I really thought he was God's chosen, and now I see what it's cost all of you. Can you forgive me?
I love you, Mom.
Love you too.
They both chuckle.
We all just do our best, don't we?
Thelma nods.
Yeah.
Josie.
Did you grieve Ervil?
No,
I grieve for what we lost. Our family, my innocence, but no, not for the man. He didn't deserve my tears.
Then you were relieved?
Rena shrugs.
No, it was complicated. But now it felt like there might be something out there for me.
Like what?
Happiness.
In the past.
And that's when I met John.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
Fine. How can I help you?
Well, when I press the on button, nothing happens. I think you might have stage fright.
Maybe. Sometimes batter gets mixed into the mechanism. We can take it apart, check it out.
Yeah, great.
You can fill out this form here.
Thanks.
Rena gives him the form.
Who's that?
That's my daughter.
She's beautiful.
Thank you.
I have a daughter, too. She's 8 now, but lives with her mom in California. It's a bit of a long story.
And I'm divorced, too. Well, we'll call you when we figure what's going on.
Great.
Thank you.
John smiles, and he leaves. He ducks back in the garage.
I know this is awfully forward of me, but I would love to take you out to dinner. That was very forward of me. Sorry, I don't normally do this kind of thing. I just, give me a call when it's ready. Thanks.
He heads back out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would.
He comes back.
I would like that. I'd like to go to dinner with you sometime.
Great. How about 6 o'clock tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Rena smiles. Later at night, John exits his car. John knocks at the door. Rena opens and steps out.
Hello.
Hello.
You look real nice. These are for you.
A small bouquet of flowers.
Thank you. They're beautiful.
So are you. That was very...
forward.
Yeah. Shall we?
They walk to the car.
Let me... After you.
John gets the door. Rena pauses, lip quivering.
What's wrong?
I'm just not used to all of this.
Well, I'm afraid the restaurant's gonna make you hysterical then.
Rena laughs and turns around.
Maybe we should just...
talk?
Could we?
I'd like that.
They lean against the car.
Boy, was I wrong.
Present day.
I mean, I was happy, but Herbal may have been dead, but he wasn't gone. Because he left that.
The Prophet.
What does it mean to his followers?
It was a blueprint. The last words of the Prophet. He laid out everything he wanted to happen after he was gone and who he wanted atoned.
That manifesto he scribbled in a jail cell that you brought to my house was a hit list.
In the past, Lorna goes through the Prophet. Arturo walks in. Lorna closes and hides it.
Brother Arturo, can we talk?
Go ahead, talk.
You know, when you were a little boy, I felt like a second mother to you. I used to sneak extra sugar when Dal wasn't looking just so I could make that cinnamon bread you like. You remember that?
I do.
I loved you then, and I love you now.
But? It sounds like there's a but.
I'd like to take Aaron up north.
Aaron's doing just fine. He's one of the men now.
Oh, he's just 16, and I think we could better serve the cause from California just for now, and I could take him up there, and I could get a job, I could send money.
Arturo looks up.
Okay. I understand. But you'll have to go up and find a place to live first.
Yes. Of course.
She nods and giggles. They hug.
Of course.
Lorna walks in the next room. Arturo pulls a gun and shoots her. He fires a second time.
They killed her.
Present day.
They shot my sister, like a dog. They buried her body in the desert just like they did with Rebecca.
What could you have done?
Nothing. But I can't help but feel guilty. As difficult as our relationship was, I loved her. I hope she knew that.
I bet you didn't know what had happened to her?
Oh, I had no idea. I was just living my life. I was completely and totally in love.
In the past, John and Rena get married. They kiss. A young boy takes their photo. Thelma walks up and gives her the fish statue. They hug downstairs. Rena cuts the cake. John feeds her a slice.
I'd like to make a toast. To Rena. Now, she may be my little sister. And don't get me wrong, there's been times when she's been a pain in my... But I've learned so much from her. Your optimism, your resilience have shown me that change is possible. And that God's grace can find us, even in the darkest of places. I can't think of anyone more deserving of happiness, of true, enduring love, the kind of which I now see she has with John. I'm so grateful for you, John. You've taken us as we are, and you've welcomed us into your family. So thank you to the bride and groom. Cheers, everyone.
They cheer. A gunshot goes off and they duck down. John stands in shock.
It was just kids popping streamers. We had a lot of healing to do. But even though we were broken, John still loved me as is.
It's okay.
Thelma slowly gets up and starts singing.
There is a palm in Gilead
Rena stands up.
To make the wounded whole, there is a palm in Gilead to heal sin sick soul.
Everyone stands up.
Sometimes I feel discouraged.
Later, a car pulls up to a house. John and Rena walk up to the door.
And then the Holy Spirit revives.
John enters and comes back to lift Rena up.
Again.
They smile.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wound.
Rena walks around the living room and places the fish statue with the calendar on a bookshelf.
There
the date, February 1982.
In Gilead to heal the sin sick soul.
Standing in the kitchen, Rena turns and walks to the window door. A truck pulls up on the side of the road. It drives past. Rena has a worried look. She looks around in the kitchen.
No, he grew up in the house. Yeah, his parents bought it for something.
February 1987. Rena's on the phone.
I know, it's great.
A man walks in and looks around.
Himself. Yeah, even the plumbing. Oh, that's not what I meant.
I'll be right with you.
Yeah, I'm at the shop. No, not moving back. Just living with John now. It's helping out. Okay, I should.
Hi. Can I help you?
The man turns around.
Heber.
He smirks.
What are you doing here?
I could have killed you just now. You know that?
Rena's in fear. He mimes pulling a trigger to his head.
Just passing through. Don't worry. I'll be going now.
He was right here. He was this close to me.
Was it a threat?
Yes.
Back at home.
Oh, it's Mark.
Rena looks out the window. They walk to the door.
Hi.
Hey. I was going to call, but...
Rena and Mark hug.
I wanted to tell you this in person.
What's wrong?
Brother Dan is dead.
How?
Shot. Police haven't found a witness.
When?
It was 2 days ago. Rena. Aaron has killed Arturo, and he has taken over the church. And they have found Ervil's prophecy, and it seems like they're just going through the list. Which means...
We're next.
Maybe.
Mark puts a hand on Rena's shoulder. She's frightened.
Mom? Aaron, honey, you better come downstairs.
In the garage, Rena looks to John and he turns to look at her. She beams.
Lions of Lions, hello. Hello.
Rena.
Ed, thank God. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
I just wanted to check on you.
You heard about Dan. It was a warning. If he wasn't safe, none of us are.
That's what they want, you know. Fear is power. Take some time off from the shop. Spend time with Aaron. They can make do without you for a while. You need to take care of yourself.
What about you? Who takes care of you these days?
Oh, you know me. I always get by. Dallas is good.
You know, I'm really...
Goodbye, Rena.
Ed hangs up.
Ed said that I should lay low, so I quit working at the shop. And for a while, it seemed like things were better. But months went by and I started to let my guard down.
Josie nods and flips through The Prophet. She reads,
Lorna, Yolanda Rios, Gamiel and Raul Rios, Leo Avoniak, Dan Jordan, Andrew, Jorge Vega.
Yeah, they're all dead. All picked off one by one.
And you?
Josie's pen points to her name.
Realigned Appliance.
Hey, it's me. You still coming to dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, very excited about it. You're making some sort of, French chicken?
Yeah, Coco or Cokie Van. I'm not really sure how you say it. I've read about it in a magazine.
Voila, fancy.
Well, I've just got a pickup to do, and then we'll head right over.
Okay, great. I'll see you soon.
See ya.
Mark?
Yeah?
She pauses.
I've got some frozen pizza, if it doesn't turn out.
Okay, good deal.
They both hang up.
I had a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. What I didn't know then was that Mark was called out on a phony appliance repair job, and at the same time in Dallas, Ed was called out on a very similar job.
Ed's in a truck. He pulls something out. Mark pulls up. He steps out, looks at a sheet of paper that reads 572 Rena Street. In the kitchen, Rena puts on oven mitts. Mark stands outside the door. He glances at his watch. 4 p.m. Ed in a truck looks at his watch that reads 4 p.m. The timer in the kitchen goes off. A figure goes around Ed's car. The figure draws the gun and fires at Ed. It's a man with a beard. Mark gets back to his car. A bearded man stares at him and walks up to him.
Heber, no. Please.
He pulls out a gun. Mark trembles. Heber fires. In the kitchen, they try Rena's soup.
Wow, that is delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Heber keeps firing. He quickly looks around and gets in his car. At the dinner table, Rena lights candles.
You did good, Mom.
That's great.
Both John and Aaron are by her side.
He's usually annoyingly early.
Rena sees police lights outside.
Just stay here, okay?
Rena and John walk to the door. Aaron follows.
Rena Chenoweth?
Yes.
Agent Marlton, FBI. We have reason to believe that your lives are in danger.
What's going on? Where's my brother? Is he okay?
I think you ought to sit down.
No.
The view of the dinner table.
In the space of 3 minutes, I lost more than I ever thought possible. My brother, Ed, they just took him away. And everything they did that day was intentional. It was the anniversary of the death of Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church. Mark was murdered on Rena Street. I mean, Ervil took so much from me, but it was never enough. Even from the grave, he kept taking.
Packed up, John and Rena exit.
And the press, Your people.
They dubbed it the 4 o'clock murders, as each murder took place at exactly 4 p.m. in different parts of the country.
It was a big story.
Rena shuts the door.
Law enforcement, they dedicated a lot of man hours to solving it. It took years.
I don't care.
Do you know why?
You mean like some inside scoop? Do I know why? No. I mean, the murderers all drove the same car and they wore the same clothes to make themselves indistinguishable from each other to confuse the investigators. It was a long time before I heard from the FBI again.
Later.
Okay, so one thing that your grandma did teach me is that you put the cinnamon last.
Okay, you got it? Last?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Rena walks towards the phone.
Hello?
Rena, it's Agent Marlton. We have news. We got them.
Who?
Heber and the other suspects. We picked them up at a Phoenix hotel.
And Aaron?
No, he wasn't with them. He's still at large. But Rena, they had 6 children with them, ages 6 to 12. Maybe they'll tell us something.
Children, where are they?
We've put them into foster care.
They can't just be plopped into foster care with strangers. They're not going to get the help they need. I could foster them.
With all due respect, that is never going to happen. The state would never let a cult insider anywhere near these kids.
But they're not going to trust just anyone.
I just called to give you the update. This is good news, Rena. This is a win. Talk soon.
Bye.
John is with Aaron. Rena hangs up. John walks up to Rena.
Hey, is everything okay?
Yeah. John, they've got these young kids. And they just split them up and put them into foster care with strangers.
Well, they vet the foster parents, don't they?
It doesn't matter. They're not going to even be able to start to comprehend what these kids have gone through.
Well, maybe there's something we can do about it.
Rena smiles.
Okay, let me in there.
And those kids, you know, they'd been shuffled around since they were born. They knew how to move and how to hide. But when those kids disappeared, I assume you know about that, I was just devastated. But it was like a wake-up call. It was like a sign, because after that, I started helping kids get out of abusive situations like I'd been in. Yeah. You want to see something?
Josie nods.
Good. Okay. Put your notebook away.
They walk into the living room.
These?
Rena grabs a book.
They're all my kids.
Oh, these are all the kids you've helped?
Yeah. All came from situations like mine.
It's a photo book. A young woman walks in.
Some I adopted and some just came to stay for a while, but it is always the poor kids.
She looks through the prophet.
I mean, even with this most recent massacre, it's the women and the little kids who suffer.
Everyone what is this?
Hi. I didn't hear you sneak in. Hi. How are you?
Hello. Who are you?
This is Ms. Ortez, and she and I are just having a visit. And she is a friend, and this is Caitlin.
Hi, mm-hmm. Caitlin.
So, okay, why don't you go and do your homework?
All right.
Okay.
See you later.
I'll see you later. You start with math, okay?
Well, it's nice to meet you, Caitlin. She's one of the kids you're helping?
Yeah. I can't have this in my house.
Of course.
She hands the prophet to Josie.
She's been with me about a year, and she's been through a lot, but she's not a part of your story.
I never saw her.
Yeah, I need your word.
You've got it.
Okay, because I'm trying to give them a fresh start. I try and give them a story they can believe in.
There you go.
Thanks.
Josie and Rena exit the house.
Thank you for trusting me with your story.
Yeah, well, write it like I said it. Don't dress it up to make me look good. Not that that's possible. I want you to tell the truth.
I will.
I want my kids to know that there's hope, that there's always going to be men like him, but They gotta keep moving forward, that there's something else on the other side of the pain. That's
the story I want them to read. Because, you know, then maybe...
Maybe you can be forgiven?
Maybe.
They hug.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Josie walks down the steps.
I looked it up. In Reno, means joy.
Flashback.
You bring happiness and joy to all that you meet. There's no greater thing. You will be a light unto the world.
Older Rena looks around the yard. Ervil stands there in a brown suit. They look at each other. He's no longer standing there. Rena walks back inside. Credits.
I am poor, wayfaring stranger, while journeying through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home.
Copyright 2025, 13th Wife Productions, Inc.